欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。今天我们来听一段酸酸的土味情话。这段情话呢，其实是摘自非常经典的英文著作《傲慢与偏见》（Pride and Prejudice）。我们要听的这一段呢，是男女主角在小说最后互吐心声、互诉爱意的一段。这段当中呢，女主角 Elizabeth 话特别的多，但是男主角 Darcy 他的话虽然不多，但是每说一句都超级有杀伤力。这段对话当中呢， Elizabeth 先问到了，哎，你是什么时候爱上我的呀？然后男主角就回答说，具体什么时候爱上你，什么时间什么地点，我好像想不起来，但是呢，感觉已经爱上你很久了。当我发觉爱你的时候呢，我早已堕入了爱河。这简直就是标准答案，实在太甜了。然后呢，女主角接着问，哎，你是不是喜欢我就挺冒失的这种感觉？ Impertinence 有唐突无理的，非常冒失的，这是一个名词。男主角是怎么回答的呢？ For the liveliness of your mind, I did. Liveliness. 在男主看来呢，这不是唐突，不是冒失，是活泼，我就喜欢你这活泼劲儿。紧接着 Elizabeth 又问道，为什么之前你见我就老板着脸呢？你为什么不跟我讲话？你是不是一点都不在乎我？然后 Darcy 是这么说的， A man who had felt less might. 只有不那么爱你的人才不会那么紧张。是不是瞬间被 Darcy 暖化了呢？他们这一段互吐心声的对话呢，讲真是比较难懂的，当中有很多很多生词，但是呢也非常非常经典，是非常值得学习的经典片段。那么接下来呢，我们就来听一下这段互诉爱意的对话。 Elizabeth's spirit soon rising to playfulness again. She wanted Miss Darcy to account for his having ever fallen in love with her. How could you begin, said she. I can comprehend your going on charmingly when you had once made a beginning, but what could set you off in the first place?I cannot fix on the hour, or the spot, or the look, or the words which laid the foundation. It is too long ago. I was in the middle before I knew that I had begun. My beauty you had early withstood, and as for my manners, my behavior to you was at least always bordering on the uncivil, and I never spoke to you without rather wishing to give you pain than not. Now, being sincere, did you admire me for my impertinence?For the liveliness of her mind, I did. You may as well call it impertinence at once. It was very little less. The fact is that you are sick of civility, of deference, of officious tension. You are disgusted with the women who are always speaking and looking and thinking for your approbation alone. Aroused and interested you because I was so unlike them. Had you not been really amiable, you would have hated me for it.But in spite of the pains you took to disguise yourself, your feelings were always noble and just. And in your heart, you thoroughly despised the persons who so assiduously courted you. There, I have saved you from the trouble of accounting for it, and really, all things considered, I begin to think it perfectly reasonable. To be sure, you knew no act too good of me, but nobody thinks of that when they fall in love. Was there no good in your affectionate behavior to Jane while she was ill at Netherfield?Dearest Jane, who could have done less for her but make a virtue of it by all means? My good qualities are under your protection, and you are to exaggerate them as much as possible. And in return, it belongs to me to find occasions for teasing and quarreling with you as often as may be. And I shall begin directly by asking you what made you so unwilling to come to the point at last. What made you so shy of me when you first called and afterwards dined here? Why?Especially when you called. Did you look as if you did not care about me? Because you were grave and silent and gave me no encouragement. But I was embarrassed, and so was I. You might have talked to me more when you came to dinner. A man who had felt less might.